Grass feeding is not only better for the cattle, but produces beef that's healthier for the consumer.
We see a better ratio of omega-3 to omega-6 fatty acids. The research would show that it's consistent with producing better cholesterol levels in terms of good cholesterol versus bad cholesterol.
Gabe Clark explains that grass-fed is also higher in a group of fatty acids called conjugated linoleic acids, or CLAs.
And CLAs only come from ruminants, so it's milk and meat. So that's a great anti-carcinogenic attribute. Also, the vitamin and mineral contents tend to be a little bit higher.
The Clarks are finding that their land, as well as their livestock, is benefiting from their approach to ranching. They feed the soil with chicken manure and rely primarily on native grass species to support the steers.
Many of the times, the next greatest thing that comes out of the seed industry or the research industry isn't maybe as suited to New England's climate. The easiest thing we do that makes it all price start, I guess, is we never till up our soil. So we alleviate so many headaches, it's unbelievable. We never have to deal with, you know, erosion issues, very little potential for pollutants to run off. It's been nice over the last 3 years. We have a group that brings bird watchers out here guiding tours, and they've expressed that they've seen a significant increase in not just the numbers, but the different species. And hunting is a major time of year up here. We get both in and out of staters. You know, this is a very desirable place to be, and people have been pleasantly surprised to see, you know, lots of Canadian geese and turkeys and deer. And previous to this, the management didn't lead to as productive fields, and people have really noticed a difference. And as the fields are more productive for the livestock, they've been more productive for the wildlife and kind of for the environment in this little area. So,
this is Doug Hubley reporting for Bates College.